Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Got some amazing audio from Raiders training camp, including some John Gruden gold and some Antonio Brown nuggets. And here with more, here's Kevin KT Turner.
Episode 2 was last night, highly anticipated because the topic was going to be Antonio Brown's feet. Now, I will tell you, they kind of ended the episode with a big tease to next week's episode when we do
alert.
The Antonio Brown helmet saga.
Ah.
So thanks to Roy from Sean and RJ and also our intern Zach for coming through with a lot of these clips. Cut 22, Shippy. This is about 2 minutes into last night's episode of Hard Knocks, and I realized that I personally would drive myself through a wall if I played for John Gruden. I don't know how players play for John Gruden, but this is what he wants here, getting ready for preseason game one. He wants some FNF execution.
I like where we're going. I like what we're doing. But as I said at the beginning, the second week, it's time for us to raise the bar now. Are we clear on that? We got to raise the bar. I want to practice with better etiquette, okay? Stay off the ground. Stay away from the quarterback. I want the backs and receivers to finish runs, okay? But more than anything, I want better execution. Are we clear on that? I want better execution. I want you to get a little bit pissed off. All right, not a lot of people expect very much from us. Do they? Do they? You've been reading about us? Not a lot of people expect enough from us. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of reading about it. It's time for you to stick your foot up somebody's ass, man. I'm looking for relentless, every situation strain. I want everybody to pick it up tonight because we're capable of being a great football team.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Then I looked at the roster and went, no, you're not.
That is so good.
You're not at all capable of being a good football team. What is he talking about?
I can't stop laughing. Is that so? Are those guys just looking at him?
Oh, yeah. They're looking at him like, dude, we're going to be 4-12, dog. What are you talking about?
That is so great. I can't get enough of him. He is a cartoon character.
He's amazing. At one point, he talked about how he was like, I haven't seen my wife in 2 weeks, but I'm looking forward to watching you play more than I am seeing my wife. Right.
Okay, but they're rebuilding. I mean, they've traded their two best players. I mean, I would assume they're probably tanking even, right?
Well, you know,
they probably just want to go get the best possible draft pick they can.
Why does a team that's tanking go acquire Antonio Brown and pay him $45 million or whatever they paid him?
They're trying to get sexy for Las Vegas while also finding out if their quarterback is any good or not.
Yeah. You're not going to find out if Carr can play by having him throw to last year's Cowboys receiver crew before they acquired Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
So thanks for Amari Cooper, guys.
But, I mean, I think they want to be competitive, like, next year, you know? I mean, maybe it's more of a kind of like a Ranger situation where it's like, hey, kind of 2020 is kind of the
–
2021 maybe, you know, that type of thing.
The NFL, there's no such thing as anything longer than a two-year rebuild in the NFL. Everybody's 500. A rebuild should not take that long.
I really like cut 21 Shippey. So basically, you know, the quarterbacks wear the red shirt, and he's being very clear, as he just said in that clip. I want practice etiquette. Stay away from the quarterback. Well, defensive lineman gets close to Derek Carr in the practice, and John Gruden's not happy about it.
Hey, stay away from the quarterback. We'll call practice off. We'll have to and have walkthroughs every day.
That hit on Derek Carr, I know it's, you know, it didn't mean to happen. It should have happened. We got to stay away from this quarterback, man. You know, I'm not going to pound the damn drum here all day, but damn, stay away from the quarterback. You know, protect the merchandise, man.
Okay, so what, they're getting a bunch of hits on him, or
just in practice they're getting too close to him and they're pushing him a little bit, or
just pushing him a little bit, or like, are they getting hits on him? Because
it wasn't like a clean hit. I mean, you never see that hardly. If you did see that, the guy would be cut immediately,
right?
You know, but like, you know, getting too close, and he's like, no, we're not. I mean, he grabs out the players on the field, and then that last clip, part of the clip, he's in the coach's room. He's telling the coaches, dude, get it straight. I don't want my defensive lineman touching the quarterback.
Shouldn't you not have to tell everyone that?
You shouldn't have to. And that might be a bigger problem for the Raiders. Our players don't understand that. I liked this. Cut 23, Shippey. This is Antonio Brown talking about what's going on with his feet. And there's a lot of close-up images of his gross feet. Here it is.
I was trying cold therapy to recover my body. And I got out and I felt my foot burning. So the next, like, 24 hours, it swelled up, got really big. I couldn't really walk. I put pressure. The doctor came over, drained a little out, scalpel the next day, freaking scissors the next day, and just kind of let it leak all out. So as everything leaked all out, I was able to put a lot of pressure. Thankfully, my trainer was working me out in the midst of my freaking, I can't be on my feet. So now it's just like a new skin. I'm trying to, you know, get my feet used to feeling it, but I feel like I just got a big patch of just open whoopee cushion, you know?
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? All right?
Yeah,
for
like,
real.
Like circulation?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, with the new skin, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pullback right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, circumcised on my feet, you know? Hopefully my feet born again and I freaking go run faster. Feel sorry for me later. Thank you.
What? This is a really good Hard Knocks. There's a lot of craziness.
Yeah.
It's total dysfunction and chaos.
God. It's the Raiders. I mean, I went away from last night going, this is way more lit than the one episode of Brown's Hard Knocks I watched last year.
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Albie's son is the
Mark Davis.
Man, Mark Davis with the crazy haircut. I watched on the first Hard Knocks, and his whole thing is, I mean, it's you know, the psychology of it, they're trying to please his father. His whole purpose is to pay tribute to the old guys. It's like their legacy program. And so they show that dinner where it's like all the oldest players, and he's spending this lavish amount of money, and their focus is on all these old players from the past because that's what dad would have wanted. Those are the players that played for dad.
Gosh.
And I'm like, this is a disaster.
Oh, God.
But it makes me feel better about the Cowboys. There's no way a Cowboy fan could feel – I mean, look, the direction the Cowboys have taken with Will McClay and Steven as they've taken over more – I had John McClain in my brain – as they've taken over and been more involved. The drafts have been great. The direction of it's great. You still have the fun stuff with Jerry. But the direction of the Cowboys has been phenomenal.
It's in great hands.
The direction of the Raiders is going straight in the toilet bowl.
It is.
But they were kind of in the same spot for a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really is Will McClay and Steven kind of jerking the wheel a little bit and Jerry allowing it to happen that has saved this.
At least Jerry didn't spend a lot of time glorifying the old guys. They were all pissed off that they weren't getting glorified enough.
Yeah.
Now, this is cut 25, Shippey. The backup quarterback situation for the Raiders is actually somewhat decent. Mike Glennon's been in the league for a long time. And then they have Nate Peterman, famous for the 6-interception game.
Yes.
And Peterman's kind of getting kicked in the junk pretty much all episode. Here's Gruden at practice, and he's talking to Peterman and Glennon.
Number 7 is 11. Come on, get him going, Mike. Have a little personality today, Glennon.
How do you screw up a snap count? Let's go.
20 seconds, Nate. Hurry up, Nate. 16. Throw it. Come on, Nate. Get the going, Nate. Let's go. Hey, Nate, you got to hurry up, man. It takes forever. Start the motion. Get it going. We're running out of time. My life is running out of lifespan. So casual, like a house mouse.
Okay, that reminded me of all those Parcells Hard Knocks stuff from 10 years ago. Is what this kind of remind me of.
Wait, hold on. A dog about the size of a Buick just walked in.
Wow.
Look at that thing. Ben, get a picture of that bad boy.
That is a 6'4". 6'4" and a half when he stands up straight. That is a giant dog.
That is straight Marmaduke.
This beautiful woman just rode a Clydesdale in here, guys.
And he's also packing heat down there. So
yeah, he's got a nightstick.
Atta boy.
Scan, you know about that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, sir.
So he's getting on to Peterman in practice, but then it's a little more casual just talking to the guys. He's kind of apologizing for how he is towards these guys, towards the backup quarterbacks.
A little more interaction.
You got it, Chippy. Sorry.
A little more interaction with people.
Yeah.
With being so introverted, man. Put some pressure on them. It's just too nice. It's just too. Dice left, see right.
Gotcha.
No, I mean, come on. Be a little bit more like me. Be a little bit of a jerk. There's got to be something in there that pisses you off.
And whether we like it or not now, the energy level that you bring to the huddle, the urgency, the care, the genuine love and passion you have for every single play, if that wavers at all, it ain't worth it. You know, you got to come in as a backup quarterback, and you got to not only rally yourself, you got to rally these other guys, because they don't know. They don't know about you. They're like, oh, we got Glennon in here, we got Peterman in here. Hey, let's go. We're going to get done. And I'm not saying you're not, but I want a little bit more veteran presence in the huddle. You act like some bored rookie going on family vacations here. All right? Have a great day. Sorry for being a but I am a not really. I'm just a big fan.
A big fan.
I'm just a big fan of you.
What?
I'm sorry for. Can you play the last 10 seconds again, Chippy, of that clip?
Like some bored rookie going on family vacations here. All right? Have a great day. Sorry for being a but I am a not really. I'm just a big fan.
Oh, my God. That is Jerry Jones style all over the road. Hey, sorry for being a D. I am a D. I am not really a D.
I'm
just a big fan.
I don't even think there's anybody there. I think he's just talking to the voices in his head. I mean, he is straight debating himself.
Sorry for being
it. It is insane.
But
so is that Peterman that's with him?
Yes.
And Peter the one's like, hey, man.
Yeah, Peterson's got no confidence. Peterman has no confidence at all. The 6-interception game castrated him.
Wow.
And it's very clear. And they ended again with the teaser that the Antonio Brown stuff is coming next week.
Okay,
that's
cool.
I've avoided Hard Knocks for a long time, and last night I just said, you know what, I'm going to watch one. Because I thought the last night was going to be really heated.
Yeah.
People were talking about it, and it paid off. So,
man, this has been one of the most distracting segments I've ever had. I can remember in radio, one of the most beautiful women in all of the Metroplex wandered in here with the biggest dog that we've ever seen. And that dog jumped up on a pool table. It's just hanging out. We need to get some pictures of this out. We're at the Whiskey Garden. The first cornhole practice is tonight, leading up to our fourth annual tournament, August 31st. Lots of Tolos in the house hanging out. Don't forget that final on August 31st, or the big one, is at Reservoir Bar in the Colony. And so you're going to want to go check that out. In Las Colinas. Reservoir in Las Colinas. There's also a Reservoir in Fort Worth, and then they also own your mom's house. But we're at Whiskey Garden tonight, having a good time. Stop by and see us and come play some cornhole. The best cornhole player tonight. You don't have to register or anything for tonight. You can just come practice. We'll win $200. And go to 1053thefan.com/cornhole to register for the fourth annual cornhole championship on August 31st. That is going to be awesome.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.